Oh, it's massive. It's traditional. It's something you grew up watching, and it's massive for all football players. If players say they don't want to do well in it, they're lying. So for us, we want to go into the game and really carry on what we've been doing and come away with a positive result. I mean, for me, I've played it before. I've had a great FA Cup run with Sheffield United in the past, and I know how much it can benefit your season. So for us, we want to go on a great run and hopefully keep this momentum going.
Tell us about that. And also, I bet that, I mean, a big traditional club like Sheffield United, a bit like this one, once you got on an FA Cup run, I bet their fans really bought into it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's one of the best feelings you'll have in football, to play in front of massive crowds. And in the FA Cup, like I said, everybody knows it. It's watched all around the world, and all the lads have grew up watching it. So I think for us, we want to do really well in it. We want to go into the game and, like I said, keep the momentum going from the league into that, and hopefully it will benefit our season.
See, older folks like me will be heartened to hear you say that, because we're in a culture now where people are used to the idea that the league is more important than the cup, and we all know the reasons why that might be.
Yeah.
But I used to use another cliche, for you, it is another game that you've got to go and win, is that right?
Yeah, for players. I mean, players want to do well in every single game they play, whether that's the FA Cup, the EFL Cup, the Championship. It's something you really want to do well in, and I know Stoke will want to be the same, but I think for us, it's about go there, keep on playing how we've been playing, try and take the game to Stoke and see where it takes us, because we want to keep this momentum going.
What did you like about Sheffield Wednesday, about the game there?
I thought we played very well. I thought, like I've just said, we took the game to them. We put it on Sheffield Wednesday a little bit. And to go to Hillsborough, which is a really, really tough place to go and do that, show the confidence that the boys are playing with at the minute. But we can't rest there. We've got to keep going. It's a big game on Saturday for us, and one that I feel like we can go there and keep on playing well.
You were the only team really winning that game for most of it, weren't you?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, the way the gaffer's got his points across in training and being having us training and had us playing in games has been fantastic, and the boys are really, really enjoying it at the minute. So, like I said, hopefully we can carry on taking his ideas on board and see where it takes us.
I wonder if this is a good draw for you in a way. A Premier League team away, and not very far, so you're going to take an awful lot of fans with you, which is terrific.
Yeah.
But there isn't the pressure on you to win. People aren't going to be looking from around the country and thinking, that's one the Wolves should win.
Yeah, I mean, for one, there's nothing better than getting a Premier League tie in the third round. It's massive for all the boys. You want to go and test themselves against the best, and to go against a Premier League team like Stoke, who's been in there a good few years now, is really good for all the boys. And another thing, there's nothing better than taking 4,000 Wolves fans to a game. You can't half hear them, and we know how good that is and how much they'll drive us on. So for us, it's huge. Like I said, we want to go into the game and get in the hat for the next round, but also keep things going.
Now, I know you've done a little bit of right back, playing at right back now and then before, but I don't know, this is the longest run you've done so far. It's been three or four games now, and well, you kept a clean sheet the other day away, so that's all right.
No, I'm enjoying it. I enjoy the position. I've played midfield the majority of my life, so like you said, this is the longest run I've had there, but I'm enjoying it. The game's in front of you. I like playing in a back four. I like playing with the lads next to me, Dan, Stairs, Doc, who I've been playing with at the minute, and I'd play anywhere for this club. That's what I think everybody knows, that they know I'd always give me all wherever I'm playing. So I think for me, it's just about keep on playing well as a team, keep on playing well in that position as long as I'm there, and hopefully keep on giving the gaffers something to think about.
I hope this isn't a daft question. Is it very different when you're playing in a different position, the level that you folks are playing at?
Yeah.
Is there the mental process, or are there that many things that are very different about the way you prepare for the game, what you're doing?
No, not at all. I mean, I think a lot of it's in some people's heads. I mean, you go out and you play football. I play the way I play in centre midfield. Don't get me wrong, the positioning's different, and there's a few things you've got to do differently. But as long as you just stay concentrated and things like that and stay on the ball, I mean, I think you should be okay. But like I said, I've got a lot of help through my teammates. They've helped me massively in the last four games going in there, or three games, or whatever it's been. And to play next to Dan and Steers and things like that, it's been pretty good for me. So, like I said, I'm really enjoying it, and hopefully it can continue.